The big boys are finishing up here, and we're going to bring this action to you. We've got one 106-pound match out here right now as the 285s are finishing up. Keep those texts coming in on the text hotline at 641-799-1437. Need to thank Belzer Equipment, some of our key sponsors, Bluff Creek Archery, Care Initiatives, Oakwood Specialty Care, the Community First Credit Union, Eastern Iowa Tire, and G&P Insurance.
Also, Quality Ag. Head out to Quality Ag Service for your pet food, agronomy, and feed needs. They have a great team ready to provide you with the very best in products, and service, and support.
I heard the ad at halftime, and Carrie Knowles was on live. She sounds pretty good on the radio. On her advertisement for crop insurance.
Hey, the other one we got to talk about is Crazy Metal Art. My wife, I'm like, what are you talking about, Crazy Metal Art? She said, I got this thing for my father-in-law, and he did, and you'll like this, Joe, a Knights of Columbus emblem that you stick in the ground. Beautiful, perfect, from Crazy Art Metal. And old Ed Pancrazio was flying high when he got that. I got to keep him happy.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to have Brocker on mat 6 for
Broker.
Mount Pleasant. Is it Broker or Brocker?
Broker.
Broker. It's spelled B-R-O-E-K-E-R. Broker.
I think if we're doing it wrong, then somebody needs to text us in
the
hotline.
Yeah, somebody from Mount Pleasant text
in
on that hotline
at 641-799-1437.
Yeah, and we're going to call this match. I'll say Broker, you say Brocker, but they're going to be right down here in front of us on mat number 6. It will be Mazika from Des Moines North versus Brocker Broker from Mount Pleasant.
Like I said, I like our chances here. Mazika, freshman, 18-11. You know, not an outstanding record by any means. And Broker's a tough little kid getting ready, putting his leg band. You know what? I'm telling you right now, just watching that. Putting that leg band on when you know you're getting ready to go, that's such a great feeling. It really, as a wrestler.
You know, it's go time.
It's go time.
Butterflies are gone.
Look at him. He's going. He's walking up and back. And he's, you know, the coaches are sitting there in the corner. And here we go. Game on.
And they shake hands at the center of the mat. And
Broker comes right into a friend. Well, his opponent went right down to
Hoover
his knees.
Went straight to his knees.
Straight to his knees. Broker kind of comes right in, snaps a front headlock, gets into a front headlock position. Comes back up to a feet, snaps him down again. Trying to find a way to score here. Broker or... What's his name? Mazika.
Mazika.
Must be comfortable wrestling from his knees, but Broker's got him in kind of a cow. Well, had him in a cow catcher.
He's got him in that front headlock.
And he
just works him off the mat. Yeah.
He worked him off the mat, but he was going around trying to catch that ankle, put the head in the side, try to get him turned over.
Yep. Well, you are going to keep us live with that match there at 106. In just a minute, we're going to have Ryan Hancock from Pella coming out against Calton Harms from Waterloo West, and I'll bring that match to you live, but that's just a minute away.
Yep, back here again. The Des Moines North Hoover guy still on his knees. Broker tries a nice little duck under. Tries a little kind of a throw. Still in the headlock position. Not getting anything done, but it looks like the majority of the offense has been on Broker.
Well, he's got it now.
He's got the head in the hole. He's got the cradle locked up. He gets the 2-point takedown.
And he's going to turn it into more.
Well, we're going to find out here. He's stepping around that leg. Now he needs to walk that towards his head. He needs to be very cautious. You got plenty of time. You got 45 seconds.
Oh, he's stacked up. He's
walking
stacked
around.
Up. That's a pin.
This should be a pin.
Yeah,
this should
it's
be a pin.
Pin. It's a pin. He's got him stacked up. There's nothing on his.
Yeah, Broker has him tight.
Broker from Mount Pleasant is going to get the pin here. He's got 34 seconds.
He's got that leg over top of him.
He's got the cradle on the outside. I don't know why he hasn't called the pin yet.
Well, now they've changed positions. Now he just has him in a reverse half. He does get out. He's going to get the 3-point near fall.
That official is just a little bit out of position because he had to go all the way around on a rotating manner to make it happen. Hey, I'm going to bring you Pella. You keep us live with Mount Pleasant.
We got it here. Broker still in that front headlock position trying to come around. He's done a nice job so far. He's been patient. End of the first period. Score 5-0 by Broker.
Oh, my. We had bad luck here. Waterloo West, Hancock was in on a double leg, elevated and stood up and got called for a penalty point for standing up with the other wrestler. That, I disagree with that call. His head was between his legs, and he stood up, and Hancock got whistled for illegal hold.
Was it potential? It's still 0-0. Was it potentially dangerous?
He had both of his hands behind his head, so I would assume that that would be a penalty, but it doesn't show up on the scorecard, so maybe the assistant waved it off. The assistant official waved it off.
Well, Broker has gotten an escape in the second period, and back on their feet, the Des Moines North Hoover guy still wrestling from his ankles, and Broker's back of the front headlock, comes around and gets the ankle, trying to cradle him up again, doesn't get it, but man, he's been a nice job of trying to come around, but just can't get the two. Des Moines North's in on a leg, trying to capitalize as they go out of bounds. They're going to come back and start fresh on their feet.
All right, we are going to have a two-point takedown here for Hancock. He's got the two.
Hey, it's Joe. We just got a text on the text hotline, and I believe somebody called us out. They said, did you do the Troy Seeley bio? We have not done the Troy Seeley bio. So I'm putting all that effort onto Joe Sinclair since he's been reading them. But as soon as we get done with the Broker and the Hancock match, we will bring you the Troy Seeley bio.
Absolutely. Hey, it's great to know that you're listening in on 96.7 here at our 2018 Wrestling Championships. We got 3A action coming to you here. These are win-or-go-home matches at the 100 and...
Broker's got, he just kind of dumped his guy right on his back right now. And he gets the pin. He gets the pin quickly there against Des Moines North Hoover. The score was 8-0. He was going to get the near fall, but gets the pin with 35 seconds left in the second period. Makes it a 3-minute and 25-second fall for Broker as he's going to continue on his campaign here to try to get on the stand for Saturday night.
Well, that is awesome. He will be wrestling tomorrow. We got Pella's Hancock here. With 1 second to go, they are going to go to the second period, 2-1, and this official's having a little bit of trouble down here with the time clock, and the Waterloo West official is going over there with some questions.
Hancock was in a bad position there. He was on his back, and time had expired, so I don't know if we're going to get any near fall points awarded against Hancock. But
there was,
there was no 2-1
control.
Is the score.
There was no control.
Hancock leads 2-1. He got a takedown versus the escape from Carnes.
I believe that's a good call.
Yep, that's a good call. And a good call being brought to you by Belzer Equipment. They're your local New Holland, Kinsey, Vermeer, Land Pride, Westendorf, Big Dog, and Westfield dealer in southern Iowa. We're going to start the second period. Hancock from Pella will take the down position, covered by Carnes from Waterloo West.
Hancock's on his feet here, trying to get an escape, and does face him. And as they go to bounds, he is going to get the one. That was a nice job by Hancock's.
Good job by the official giving it to him as they scooted over there towards the out-of-bounds circle. Oh, a nice single in here by Carnes. Good underhook, though, by Hancock. Hancock just caught that elbow a little bit as Carnes was coming in for the takedown. He had his elbows just a slightly out too wide. Nice job there by Hancock to stop that takedown. Now Hancock drops in, does a good job dropping levels, gets in on a single leg, and a nice bulldog move there by Hancock. Gets a two-point takedown, takes a 4-1 lead here, excuse me, a 5-1 lead. He's got a takedown and an escape to go along with that first period takedown here to make his lead a 4.1, 5-1. Pella leading here at 113 pounds. A minute and 11 seconds remain here in the second period, so a lot of time left here in the match, and a reversal by Carnes. Carnes with a nice little sit-out move, and he caught Hancock just a little bit too high, and Hancock just gave that reversal up. Didn't want to get dumped to his back and give up more than just the reversal, so the score 5-3.
Yeah, but Hancock's really doing a nice job. He's going to be in trouble here.
Yeah, he's in trouble. He's got double chicken wing in against him, and he's in trouble, gets pinned. He goes from being ahead 5-3. Hancock from Pella was ahead 5-3. He got reversed and then tried to sit out, and he left his arms behind him, and good job by Carnes. Looked like he was going to try a chin back and just caught those two arms and pulled him back into a double chicken wing situation. And very disappointing finish. Pella's Hancock will be done for the day.
Yeah, a disappointing loss for him, but you know what? He's only a freshman. And he got beat by a freshman, but he's only a freshman. He's going to have 3 more years to compete here.
And he'll remember this experience when next year's district tournament comes.
That's what makes you better.
That's right. He went from being ahead 5-1 to getting pinned in about 20 seconds.
If you've got the growth mindset that wrestlers need to have, and you got to understand how to learn from your mistakes and how you grow, okay? I think one of the key elements is that too many kids focus on their strengths when they need to focus on their weaknesses. And when you focus on what you're weak at and you make them stronger, that makes you a better person. And that makes you a better person, period.
Well, it's always nice to not be horrible at everything. That's what my wife tells me. Just try not to be horrible at everything. Just try to get something that you're not horrible at. So, hey, so I tell you what we're going to do. If Tom's listening, Tom, give me a shot in my ear, and we'll send it back to the studio for a couple of quick announcements. We'll set it up for the Hall of Fame Fairfield official, and when we come back...
Centerville. He's a Centerville native.
Centerville native, Fairfield.
He lives in Fairfield.
Okay, it's the Centerville Hall of Fame show,
folks.
Class
of 1989.
Class of 1989. When we come back, we will have a Hall of Fame biography and for Mr. Seeley, and we will have the conclusion of the consolation matches here at Wells Fargo Arena. You're listening to live high school wrestling action on 96.7 KIIC. We'll be right back. And we're back at Wells Fargo Arena for the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Joe Sinclair and Kevin Cochran here. And we ran down the Centerville inductees of the Iowa High School Athletic Association. We said that we would tune it up for you for Troy Seeley. And I guess he's got Centerville roots too, doesn't he?
Yeah, classmate of mine, bud. Class of 1989.
Well, here's Troy's bio. He is going to be inducted Saturday night into the Iowa High School Athletic Association Officials Hall of Fame. Troy's a 2018 inductee into the IHSAA Officials Hall of Fame. The 1989 Centerville graduate was a four-year letter winner in wrestling and a member of the school's 88 state champ team, going on to star for legendary coach Bob Dara at Simpson. He was a 93 Division III qualifier, the team's captain, and most valuable wrestler. He worked in Missouri in the field of juvenile justice, then returned to Iowa, and Glenn Wood, also a member of the Officials Hall of Fame, urged him to become a wrestling official. For 19 seasons, Mr. Seeley was on the mats until injuries and a job promotion caused his retirement in 2013. In a highly decorated career where he's known for his judgment and hustle, he worked 15 sectionals, 17 districts, and 11 regional dual meets. Six times he was on the whistle for the state dual team tournament, and 13 times he took the mats in the traditional state tournament, including 9 championship Saturday appearances. Troy Seeley, 9 times he was honored by being named the Southeast District Official of the Year, and in 2007 voted by his peers as the state's Official of the Year. He and his wife Jody are the parents of a daughter, Carly. Troy Seeley, Fairfield, Centerville native, the IHSAA Officials Hall of Fame, 2018.
Hey, I can't really show any bias. I mean, he was my classmate. He was to this day, a very, very good friend of mine. And I'm not saying this just to be saying it because it's Troy Seeley, but I guarantee you, if you ask the majority of the wrestling coaches here today that got to watch Troy Seeley officiate, he was one of the best. He was truly consistent. If he screwed up and he knew he screwed up, he would tell you. He was good, and the sport misses him. I wish we had him back.
Well, maybe he'll come out of retirement. But I think it's an amazing feat that of the 7 inductees into the High School Wrestling Association 2018 class, 42.857% of them are from Centerville.
I guarantee you don't see that very often. That might be the highest percentage ever from one town that goes in the Hall of Fame. I don't know, but what a great accomplishment for all 3 of them, or all 7 of them that are going in. They wouldn't get there if they didn't have the great accomplishments that they've done and the hard work that they put in to get where they are today. You know, and it's one of those other things where I remember earlier this year I went and watched Mark Schwab from UNI well, or coach that you and I and wrestled for Osage, and actually Mark Schwab is one that if Bobby Sennett's listening, you can remember it just like I remember watching on TV, wrestled in, I believe, I can't remember what year, maybe 1985 finals. We'll just say he got the best of you that day, Bobby. But a tough individual, and come down and did a motivational speaker type thing to kind of the community, but the majority of the Centerville athletes, and just done a fantastic job to kind of promote the sport, what the meaning of it is. And, you know, and I remember sitting there and I'm talking to Mark Halverson, one of the officials here tonight, and he's like, when are you going to put the stripes on, Cochran? He said, come on. I said, man, I know. I said, well, I said, what do I need to do? Man, I can get you a date next week. Well, all right. I kind of let it go. But
maybe we can get the team up in Boone to start paying these officials a little bit more.
Well.
And if they give their, you know, get their per diem up to enough to pay for their meals and their hotel, maybe we'll have a little bit higher participation than some of these quality people.
Well, that's true, but, you know, I ate supper with another official there Saturday night after districts, and he does a lot of collegiate officiating, and he's like, why would I do a high school event when I can do a college event and make $300 more than what I would officiating high school?
Mm.
It's hard to argue with that. But we are in need of more officials, good officials. So,
if you are interested in becoming an official, go to IAHSAA.com.
Or just contact, if you know an official, just contact an official. I'm going to guess, you know, I don't want to make any predictions, but there's probably a pretty good chance you'll see me wearing stripes next year, Joe.
Hey. Well, and we can have lively arguments instead of just friendly ones when you come to Albia. No, they wouldn't be lively. They would be electric.
I mean, here's about
electric. They would be
I don't want to say here, but here's when you talk to some of the officials that are out there, and when I was talking to a friend of mine, Mike Van Tiger from, he coached in Minneapolis and has been official. He's around the Mount Pleasant area. Great guy, great official. He just goes, I'll get you as many dates as you want. I mean, that's how bad it is. I'm not saying bad, but that's just how in need of officials that this sport needs right now, and good officials, because we have great officials that are retiring, like Troy Seeley, that, you know, retired. And there, I got to give a shout-out. I don't know if he's listening or not, but to Jim Kaburski.
Oh, yeah.
From Bloomfield, who I understand is going to retire this year.
We saw him at sectionals.
What a great contribution to the sport. Been there a long time. When I wrestled, he was a coach, and then I got to know him much better out of school as an official. Just what a great individual for the sport. Now, you know, like anybody else, did he make the best calls in the world? You know, everybody can argue that, and I'd argue with that. Jim, if Jim came here today, I'd tell him what he screwed up and what he did right and what he did wrong, but...
Well, who we got wrestling here from Southern Iowa that we can liven this thing up for our fans that are listening back on 96.7?
We're going to have Nate Wallace coming up, 145 pounds, and we do have some 145-pound matches, and Nate Wallace is going to be taking on Brock Parker, I believe, from Waukee here just shortly, bout number 3139, and we're on 3138. So he is going to be the next official, or he's going to be the next match out here. So be sure to give us a text. Let us know where you're listening from. Let us know who you're rooting for. If there's a match you want us to bring you, give it to us. The text hotline is 641-799-1437. We don't care where it's at in the state. It can be Sioux City. It can be Cresco, Crestwood. It can be Osage.
If you're listening in on the World Wide Web, KIICradio.com, you got it. If you are tuning in on that Thunderbolt app, that's a big deal. Got Joe Millage right behind us. Joe Millage, how many Thunderbolt app people are there in the world? How many million? He's going to get the data. And I bet it goes up. Just because we mentioned it. The Thunderbolt app on your smartphone or your iTunes store, go to KIIC Thunderbolt app, and it will dial that thing right up for you.
Or give us a shout-out on Twitter at KIIC Wrestling. We'll try to read those on the air. But we're getting ready for... Here we go. What, Matt?
Matt one. We're going to have a Southern Iowa bout. Mount Pleasant, 145-pounder. Nate Wallace going up against Brock Parker from Waukee, a senior. He's got 40 wins against 11 losses on his season. Nate Wallace, a junior, with a 32-16 record going into this consolation elimination match here on mat number one at Wells Fargo Arena here. Live wrestling action for you on Thunder Country KIIC. We talked about that live stream, KIICradio.com. Got Joe Millage, station owner. He is going to be checking out the data and letting us know so that we can let you know how many people are on that Thunderbolt app. And that is a cool deal, that Thunderbolt app. It's easier to manage than the website. You just click and listen. Very, very nice. All right, we got Nate Wallace. He's got the green leg band on. He's a 145-pounder from Mount Pleasant. The Waukee kid is Brock Parker. Oh, my. Parker with a very big bulldog move. And a good job there by Wallace to not get back points. He just got bull rushed.
I'm asked, I'm sitting there watching it through my binoculars, and, it's like he almost stepped on his foot and just
bull rushed
him right down.
It wasn't a takedown. It was a bull rush. But
call that a freight train.
Parker is real high, though. I think Parker's got a lot of energy and momentum, but he's high right now. He's high, and if he could just grab his head right here, grab his head and don't let him hook that leg, and I think...
He's got him in a cradle though. He's got his head too close.
Wallace is locked up in a cradle now. It looked like Parker was too high, but he locked that cradle up, and we got
blood time.
Blood time, and they stopped that for blood time? Wow.
He's going to get 3 points near fall, though, and that's the rule.
Even though he didn't get the three count, the fact that there was blood time...
He started counting.
So there's blood time out, and we've got to have some foreigner for that blood time.
Yeah. So he started the count, and so he's instead of getting a two, he gets three. If he would have had a three count,
it's
it
Tom that
hits
the button. Way to go, Tom. Keep it going, Tom. This blood time out's going to last a little while.
So Brock Parker, let me pull up this. This might be North Scott. I'm gonna pull up.
Did they just call that match? No. They're just working on him.
Yeah. We got blood time. Hot blooded.
They're the Lancers, whoever we're wrestling against.
Which that's North Scott. I apologize. That would have been
an upset then.
Yeah.
So North Scott Eldridge is calling. Lewis is out on the mat. He carried a 32-3 mark and I think a number six ranking into his first round match against Brock Parker and was upset by the Waukee senior. So North Scott Lewis is Collins Lewis is out on the mat against Nate Wallace from Mount Pleasant. And now we get back to live action and it's another cradle for North Scott. Another cradle, and it's tight in there on Wallace, and he is going to be behind by the score of 10-0.
And gets the pin.
And he gets pinned in 56 seconds. Wow. Nate Wallace gave up the pin there in 56 seconds. It was a tough loss for the Mount Pleasant junior, but he's got an opportunity to be back here next year. I see him walking off the mat, Kevin, and it looks to me like he might not be physically 100%. Got a little limp going on there, and his coach is taking care of him. He does have a heavily bandaged right shoulder, so anything can happen here with injuries
but we got North Scott, the head coach of North Scott, Drew Kelly, and Drew Kelly married a Craver girl from Centerville, so there's some ties there to Centerville. Nice thing about Mount Pleasant, they still had Corbin Broker get through that round. So our next match to bring you here in Class 3A.
Well, I might just about have us wrapped up.
Just bring you some premier match here and then, but we may thank some of our sponsors like Belzer Equipment, Bluff Creek Archery, Community First Credit Union, and Care Initiatives Oakwood Specialty Care.
How about Bobby Hartwig down there at Purina Animal Nutrition? She invites you to stop by and see the team at Centerville Produce on Highway 5 to find out more about superior products for the animals in your life.
We got Eastern Iowa Tire. We got G&P Insurance. That crazy art, crazy metal art there in Albia, and McGriff's of Fremont and New Sharon.
An outfit I am very familiar with, go in there all the time. Got Mitch and Brian and the crew at Goff and Nash Napa Auto Parts. Yep, Frank and Annie Tharp there when you need parts for anything that moves. Check out Goff and Nash Napa Auto Parts in Albia. They carry a full line of belts, hydraulic hoses. They'll make them while you wait. Mitch is really good at that. Brian, just a little wobbly. And they got Praxair welding gas. They'll turn your rotors and drums, and they'll find those hard-to-find auto parts for something that you are working on. Let the staff at Goff & Nash Napa in Albia help you to get it right the first time with Napa know-how.
Well, we got People State Bank also, Summers Car Credit, United Country, Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate. And one more time, who's the concrete company, Joe?
Wirtjes.
Wirtjes Concrete.
Yeah, Wirtjes Concrete.
And also, this whole broadcast is brought to you by the Sinclair Tractor Broadcast Booth. The booth is named after Sinclair Tractor Broadcast that, Booth, and they're a major sponsor, and we
and
could not
got,
do it.
They've got stores all throughout our broadcast area. They offer John Deere sales, parts, service. If you're looking to trade in something, call your local Sinclair Tractor John Deere store. They will help you out with what you need for your equipment needs. And if it's not running right, they got a great staff of trained technicians that'll get it running for you at Sinclair Tractor. They are our broadcast booth sponsor, and we are glad to have them. And we wouldn't be here without all these great sponsors here on 96.7. And you hear them back at the broadcast booth when you're listening in to that classic country sound on 96.7. But it is such a great opportunity to bring you these wrestling matches here live from Wells Fargo Arena, the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. And we're kind of in the slow time of Class 3A. A lot of Northern Iowa schools are going right now. We'll bring you a couple of classic matches here in just a little bit. But we will update you that Joey Mitchell from Ottumwa was a winner in his first round match. You got Reese Bolin from Indianola going to be going here in...
He's a
winner in his match. So Indianola brought one and advanced one. Norwalk brought five, and they got several through. So we're very proud to bring you these matches.
We could bring you some Norwalk or Newton matches here maybe coming up. But we got a text coming in on the hotline says, congratulations to Aiden and Ben. Keep the wins going. Good work, Joe, Travis, and Kevin. But he wants to know, what kind of pup did you get?
It was a black lab, His name is Crockett. Crockett.
Who named it?
That would be Mrs. Sinclair. I wanted to name it something else, but I was vetoed. But it's her dog, and we've got a golden retriever named Boone, so now we've got a Boone and Crockett. So if you're a hunter, you get that.
I'm guessing that's not the first time you've been vetoed either.
No, as a matter of fact.
So, okay, keep sending those texts in on the text hotline, 641-799-1437. As we've got a lot of wrestling action here left to go, we're going to finish up 3A, and we're going to come back this evening at 6 o'clock and bring you the Class 1A action of Moravia, Pekin, Southeast Warren,
Sigourney-Keota,
which I'm really looking forward to watching this. Caleb Reeves, undefeated on the year, and see if he can't top his senior campaign off with the state championship. That'd be great for Sigourney-Keota. And just bringing you all of the Southern Iowa wrestlers. But keep bringing the text in. Let us know where you're listening from.
We will cut it back to the station here for a few commercial announcements and maybe a quick song as we work our way through the 152-pound consolation classes. We got a couple of good matches coming for you in the upper weights. We'll bring those to you momentarily as we work our way through this consolation side of the Class 3A first day matches here at Wells Fargo Arena. We'll send it back to the station now, but don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Travis Zappel, Kevin Cochran, and Joe Sinclair with Joe Millage at Wells Fargo Arena for the 2018 High School Wrestling Championships in Des Moines.
Introducing the all-new 2018 John Deere Gator. With the first-ever factory-installed cab with heat and air, this new Gator can take you anywhere you want to go. And with more fuel efficiency, a larger fuel tank, and faster speeds, you'll go further faster. Tame this beast now at your local Sinclair Tractor and see why nothing runs like a deer. Visit SinclairTractor.com for details. That's SinclairTractor.com for details.
Hey, bird watchers. Quality Ag Service is now your local source for all your bird feeding supplies. We stock a full line of bird seed and currently are running specials on sunflower seeds, both chips and whole black seeds. For your finch feeder, we have Niger seed available from 2 pounds all the way up to 50-pound economy bags. Come on in to Quality Ag Service, just west of Albia on the new old Highway 34 for all of your winter bird feeding supplies, and thank you for your business.
And we'll return to the Wells Fargo Arena, where acting naturally on air comes easy for Joe Summers and Kevin Cochran as they bring you all of the exciting action of the Class 3A Consolation Round.
All right, well, we're back here at Wells Fargo Arena in high fidelity here in the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth. Joe Sinclair, Travis Apdel, Kevin Cochran bringing you the conclusion of Class 3A. We're still wrestling. We're at 170, 180, 295 pounds are on the mat as we come towards the end of the second round here in Class 3A. The big talks about in Class 3A, Joey Mitchell got through for Ottumwa at 182 pounds. Reese Boland got through from Indianola at 195 pounds.
We lost Pella's wrestler.
Pella's wrestler lost both of his matches. He lost his wrestle back, but Corbin, and we lost Nate Wallace of Mount Pleasant. But Corbin Broker got the big win in his match, so he'll be continuing on tomorrow as well. Probably the big story right now is if you look at the team results, Fort Dodge is still in the lead in Class 3A, 31.5 points. Waukee has jumped Southeast Polk, as so has West Des Moines Valley. So Waukee's in second with 24, West Des Moines Valley with 22.5, Southeast Polk with 22, and Johnson with 20.5. So really a tight race in that 3A division, but the leader has to be Fort Dodge because of the number of competitors they have here wrestling. They brought 13, which is phenomenal. There's only 14 weight classes. But I do got to give a shout-out to Herd on the way up. Awesome job, guys, on their way to watch the 1A tournament. Leave it all on the mat, Nick and Will Martin from Mom and Dad. And we are excited about the 1A coming up here. That'll be start at 6 o'clock. We've got a lot of action. The Martin brothers are at Moravia. My cousin Denny, the head coach, got to be pretty proud of those two boys. We got Southeast Warren. Got some quality wrestlers. Pekin's got a lot of good wrestlers. Cordon of Wayne has three up here, and I can't remember the last time Wayne of Cordon brought three wrestlers up here. So we're going to have a lot more action for you tonight here in Class 1A.
It is amazing how the ebb and flow of programs goes. You know, you look at Albie here, just a couple, and a couple years ago, they're competing for a state championship. EBF, state champions, just a few years back, coming up here with one. It's amazing the ebb and flow, but I guarantee you, Albie will be back with seven or eight competing for a championship, as will EBF. It'll just take a little time.
It rotates.
Ebbs and flows.
It
ebbs and flows.
It really does. And, you know, it's the whole point of how you get to this level is the quality of your youth program.
You know, Centerville is another program. You know, went through some lows. Now look at them. They brought five kids to the state tournament. First time that they brought four kids to the state tournament in a long time. They qualified three on through today, and they got three wrestlers wrestling on the championship side.
Somebody told me it was 2002 is when we qualified five, and that was the last time we qualified five, and that's, 16 years ago. So we're getting ready to wrap up here. We just want to thank our sponsors. We're probably going to cut things a little short here, and we're going to take a break so we can regroup, we can re-energize, come back. But don't forget to either follow us on KIIC Wrestling, give us a shout-out on Twitter, text hotline 641-799-1437. I don't even know what the Facebook account, is, but you can follow KIIC on Facebook. I don't even know how you, I call it Bookface, so whatever you want to do on Bookface, you get on Bookface and you search KIIC, I assume. I don't know. I try to stay out of all that social media, Travis. It gets you in trouble, man. There's too much drama for me.
Well, but, you know, I gave up social media for Lent, so I couldn't tell you how to go on any one of them right
but
now.
But see, giving up something for Lent has to be a sacrifice. It's not a sacrifice for me because I don't do it. I give up. I know I give up soda as my New Year's resolution for the entire year. But no, we want to just, we want to thank everybody for listening. Tell your neighbors, tell your cousins, listen to KIIC. If you want the best wrestling here brought to you, and listen in on everybody that we can bring you. It's hard to bring them all because there's eight mats, and when there's two, three, even four matches going at a time, it's tough to catch them all. So we do want to apologize for missing Tyler Landgreeb. Am I getting that right, Joe?
Landgreeb? Yes. Yep, and I'll tell you what, that was a flurry of activity, and it was a quick pin, but he came back and had the match of the day in his consolation side.
He did.
And what a great match to bring it around in the last 15 seconds of the match. Definitely the most fun match that we had, and I'm sure that'll make the highlight reel that Tom is putting together for us tonight.
You know, yes. Coach Little told me that Tyler Landgreeb, he is the only wrestler that Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont brought up here. They're not used to only bringing one. You know, they've, for the last several years, been bringing two, three, four wrestlers. 4 years ago, they were the 1A class, 1A state team title winners. And, you know, Coach Little even said, he said, Tyler Landgreeb's wrestling for the heart of EBF right now. And I'll tell you what, that last 15 seconds just showed how much heart they had. And congratulations to Tyler Landgreeb and all of the Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont Rockets on that big win.
Yep, I mean, that's, Joe talked about, it's kind of a rotation of things. But again, I'll go back and I'm going to say what I told Joe in the beginning. The district that Eddieville and Albia was in had to been, actually, I'll be honest, I analyzed it and broke down every district, and that district was the toughest district in the state based upon quality of opponents, ranked wrestlers, records. It was tough. So I have a feeling if you made it through that district, probably a pretty good chance you're going to be standing on that stand come Saturday night.
You know, you look at that district and that sectional, you know, even looking at that 113-pound weight bracket, district, four top 10 ranked opponents. Go back to the sectional. You know, Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont, Tristan Seals, talented freshman. He had a tough bracket knowing going into the 113-pound class. Got beat by Brock Beck.
3-2.
3-2. Missed the state tournament. You know, or missed his chance to go on to districts. Those two wrestlers, you know, they've wrestled each other several times, I'm sure, over the years. You know, but the Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont, you guys have got a lot of talent there, a lot of good quality wrestlers. I know you got some seniors that graduated, but, you know, you got Landgreeb coming back. You got Sales coming back. You know, it's a year that you can build on. It's a year that you can gain from and learn from. And we look to see them guys bring three or four next year.
Absolutely. So, Joe, you want to add anything? I think we're to the point where we can probably wrap this thing up, and then we can get excited at 6 o'clock.
We are going to be excited 1A. At 6 o'clock. It is going to be a barn burn, Class 1A, and we've got all the local schools coming up. Hey, shout to us via text. Give us a holler if you know our cell phone numbers. And listen in on 96.7 KIIC.
I'm excited to watch this Caleb Reeves come out here, 220 pounds for the Sigourney Savages. Undefeated, number two ranked in the year. You know, had a big win in districts. Got the defeat, or got the win. And I'm really excited to watch Caleb Reeves here tonight.
Caleb Reeves.
He's going to be fun. He is.
The Martin
he should
boy.
Be he should be a basketball player.
Martin
he's
boys.
Like 6'5", I don't know, 6'6", tall and lanky, 220-pounder, right?
We've had a lot of fun covering him over the last three or four years being up here. You know, he's a real fun wrestler to watch. He's a good wrestler. He's got an unorthodox style about him. and it's fun to watch. Folks listening in Sigourney, Iowa, we're going to bring it to you live.
Yep. All right, we're going to wrap it up and send it back to the station. We are going to have a ton of fun when we bring it back to you tonight, 6 o'clock, and it'll be Class 1A. Ton of wrestlers coming your way on 96.7, live from Wells Fargo Arena, the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. 1A first rounds coming up tonight. We'll see you then.
Well, thank you, Joe Sinclair, Kevin Cochran, Travis Zeppel. Looking forward to Class 1A with all of the area wrestlers involved. Great job up there, and take care of your voices now. We'll be back with news at 5 o'clock.